Oh.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced 500 new sanctions on Russia as the world marks 2 years since Moscow invaded Ukraine. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Ukraine's defense forces continue to try to repel Russia's invading army. On Friday, President Joe Biden marked the second anniversary of Russia's invasion by announcing sanctions on 500 individuals and entities linked to the invasion and the death in a Russian prison of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin badly miscalculated the courage of the people of Ukraine. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The body of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died unexpectedly in prison 9 days ago, was handed to his mother on Saturday. His spokeswoman said, though it was unclear what will happen next to the body. Lisa Bernhard from Reuters reports.
In a video posted to YouTube less than 24 hours before, Navalny's widow, Yulia Navalnaya, demanded the release of her husband's body and accused Russian President Vladimir Putin, whom she called demonic, of torturing her husband's corpse.
You are mocking the remains of the deceased. It is already impossible to come up with more devilry. You violated every law, both human and divine.
Navalny's family and supporters have accused Putin of having him killed, an accusation that the Kremlin has rejected. Navalny survived a poisoning attempt in 2020 and years of harsh treatment in prison, including long spells in solitary confinement. His team said on X on Thursday that his death certificate says he died of natural causes.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on candidate Nikki Haley vowing to stay in the presidential race.
Presidential candidate Nikki Haley says she's staying in the race regardless of the outcome of South Carolina's primary.
I'm going to continue to fight. I am not going anywhere.
Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, wasn't expected to win in her home state, where Donald Trump is led by wide margins in the polls. He says every primary win puts him closer to returning to the White House next year.
We have it in the grasp to make America richer and safer and stronger and prouder and more beautiful than ever before.
But Haley says she's not giving up, saying voters don't like Trump or Democrat Joe Biden.
There is a choice. We can leave the drama and the chaos. We can leave the incompetence. And we can go to something that is normal.
Asked how long she'll stay in the race, Haley says past Michigan to Super Tuesday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. and British forces carried out strikes against more than a dozen Houthi targets in Yemen on Saturday, officials said. The latest round of military action against the Iran-linked group that continues to attack shipping in the region. The United States has carried out near daily strikes against the Houthis, who control the most populous parts of Yemen, and have said their attacks on shipping are in solidarity with Palestinians as Israel strikes Gaza. The strikes have so far failed to halt the Houthis' attacks, which have upset global trade and raised shipping rates. After facing backlash regarding a state Supreme Court ruling on in vitro fertilization, Alabama lawmakers are making a bipartisan effort to make a legal fix. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Vatican Press Office adds that it was a precaution and that the Pope's weekly engagements are still to be confirmed. The 87-year-old pontiff has had several health problems in recent years. In late November, he was forced to cancel some of his activities because of breathing problems. Pope Francis has indicated several times that he would be ready to step down if his declining health becomes a barrier in leading the Catholic Church. But in a recent interview, he mentioned feeling healthy and denied any plans to resign soon. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has highlighted the achievements of his ruling African National Congress, which has ruled the country for all of its 30 years of democracy, as it heads into a tight race in May's election. Ramaphosa delivered the party's manifesto to thousands of ANC supporters at the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban on Saturday. The rally came as South Africa faces increasing poverty, unemployment, crime, and a crippling electricity crisis. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.